You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Doreen Milano on the line, and she's CEO of Visions to Excellence. Doreen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right, Doreen. So excited to get into today's topic. So we'll talk about net revenue acceleration for small businesses, but we'll talk about so much more. I mean, we'll talk about your TV show available on Roku and other platforms. We will talk about your book. I mean, I understand you just came out with a second edition. So we got a lot to unpack here today and lots of tips for our audience that'll be listening in today that I'm excited to learn for myself. Myself too, as a small business owner myself. But before we get into all that, Doreen, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Doreen, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Doreen, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters to me is helping small family business get healthy and get profitable. Hmm. Profitable businesses create profitable and healthy communities. And so if you don't have small family business within the community is missing an important part of keeping itself healthy.
Yeah.
Small business gives back.
Love it. And a lot of small business owners that listen to and watch this show. And I mean, coming from a small business family household myself growing up, and as a lot of our audience have and guests have, we get it. Like, small businesses are the backbone of this country and many others. So I'm excited to get into the content with you and where to start with this. So I think I'd like to know a little bit more about your background and really how you got on this journey as an entrepreneur. Like, where did all this start for you?
Wow. I was born into a big Italian entrepreneurial family.
That's awesome.
All my relatives had businesses. Mm-hmm. And when we got together, it was about 130 of us. When
130?
And weekly, you could count on between 50 and 75. And my great grandmother, God bless her, would not tolerate any fighting at the dinner table. So we couldn't talk about sports. Mm-hmm. We couldn't talk about any politics, anything that had any controversy in it at all, we could not talk about. So we talked about business. Mm. And it was the topic of the conversation for as long as I can remember. Mm. You know, how the kids were doing, how they were growing up, what they needed, and business. Hmm. And those were the topics that we talked about. And so I grew up with a very deep understanding of how business works. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 18, I ran about three of my father's corporations until the time that he decided to liquidate. And he liquidated, and I went on into the automotive industry, where I did a variety of things because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Hmm. I ended up being really, really, really good at helping businesses ferret out what their problems were and getting them profitable. So I did that for a career. Hmm. And I worked in small businesses. Then I moved up to medium-sized businesses, and I stopped doing that work when I got done with corporate America and doing enterprise level projects.
What was it like?
There was a lot that I learned along the way.
I want to take a step back here just for a moment. What was it like growing up in that big of an entrepreneur? I mean, I feel like you grew up in an incubator. Like, childhood was kind of an incubator.
That's what it felt like.
For businesses.
I mean,
like,
one of my uncles was the president of the Pacific Stock Exchange for a time. I had my grandfather was a builder and a cement contractor. My grandmother ran all the properties that they owned and motels. My great grandmother had hot houses. My one of my uncles was a civil engineer. Everybody, you know, I had another uncle that was a butcher. Everybody had these businesses.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're a kid in a family like that, you're free labor.
Oh, see, people don't understand that. I'm going to pick on the next generation right now. We might get some comments on this one, but I have to share this one with Doreen. Doreen, let me tell you. So growing up, my dad, like when I was really young, I still remember this to this day. He told me that Labor Day was for labor. Like when, cause I had that kids got the day off from school so that they could help their parents.
So you work.
So when you say, and it was literally until my early teens that I understood that he was pulling my leg. Every year I remember thinking, I hate Labor Day. Why do I got to do this? It's the worst holiday ever. So I get it. Question that I'm interested to hear from you is, you know, not everybody grows up with maybe those type of influences. What kind of advice would you give to that new group or that fresh group of entrepreneurs? And I don't mean just by age. I mean, maybe they're pivoting from corporate career. Maybe they're, you know, something else led them into entrepreneurship. So what kind of things would you tell to that next group of entrepreneurs with obviously the benefit of hindsight? What kind of advice would you give them?
Start with following your passion, whatever it is that has got you excited about life, excited about learning and developing yourself and others along that journey, whatever that is, figure out how to make money at it. Because if you're doing something that's fun, if you're doing something that you love, you're never working.
It's good. Ever. I want to shift focus here slightly, and thank you for that. Sure. I want to start with, a lot of content you put out there, but I want to start with the books. So Digging Deeper, I don't know if maybe you have a copy over there or something, but Digging Deeper, like what was the inspiration for this?
Digging Deeper is in my corporate life. I spent a lot of time making people who were very wealthy, exceedingly wealthy.
Yeah.
Because what I did is I went in and fixed their businesses. I fixed businesses that were losing 7 and 8 figures and got them profitable.
Wow.
And doing that work, figuring out what was broken in the business, what the people aspect of what was broken in the business, what the prospect side of it, the process side of it, that was broken. Understanding how those all fit together, understanding where money gets stuck when you have broken pieces of your business. And so when I start putting all these pieces together, how to find lost money in your business, what made a lot of sense to me. Because if the systems and processes were correct in the businesses that were broken, if they had clean communication cycles, if they understood what they needed to do, they would have never been broken.
Right.
They got broken because people got lazy. People took their eye off the ball. People did not account for all the pieces that were going sideways. It's important to really watch where your money is and where the leakage is. So this book just goes through about not even a half a dozen strategies on where you have money that you're not even recognizing is valuable money to you.
I need an example. I mean, throw it out there. You got to give us an example from here. Okay. Can't leave us on that cliffhanger. Because
everybody knows about the 80-20 rule, right? Everybody knows about the 80-20 rule. I'm letting you know right now that 20% of your revenue comes from, let me flip that around. 20% of what you do every day creates 80% of your revenue. So do you know what that valuable 20% is? And if you don't, you need to pick up a copy of the book. I'm going to give you the heads up though. The 20% is focusing on creating more leads getting more conversions, mm-hmm. having more transactions, creating higher prices, more value in what you're doing, and reaping in higher profits. And that five-step process is what you're using that 20% to create. And that's actually, if you hit that five-step process and you put more pressure on it, you do more leads, you do more conversions, you do more transactions, you do higher dollar figures per sale, and you create more profits, that actually compounds your profits. Most people do not understand, most business owners don't understand. They're just looking at leads as one thing. They're looking at their sales as a separate thing. Mm-hmm. But they interact, they're symbiotic. Mm. And if you understand how to connect all those dots in the right way, in the right order, with the right pressures, you can compound your profitability. And it doesn't matter how big you are. You can still have that be your net reaction.
And so you decided to add to the book, and now you've recently come out with a second edition. I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm in the middle of completing writing the second edition.
Oh, got it. Completing. Okay.
What that is all about is giving more meat in this process. Mm. It is about telling more stories. It's about connecting with more leaders in the industry and getting their take on what those key elements are. Mm-hmm. You know, I deal with over 40 different profit acceleration strategies.
Wow.
And not all strategies are right for all businesses. Mm-hmm. But the five I just talked about, those are clear for generally most businesses. Mm. There are certain businesses where this doesn't make any difference. But for most businesses, it will make a difference. Mm. Right? But there are 40 other ways that businesses can make money and increase their leads and increase their profitability, increase the value that they're bringing to the community so that they can charge more.
I'm curious. So, and obviously there's no one size fits all for this, Doreen. Obviously every business is going to have different needs, different challenges, but what are some of the common things that as people are going through this process? And you mentioned you work everything from small business to large enterprises. So obviously each niche is going to have their own, opportunity areas, but where do you find
enterprise business is a little different because they have got money. And they've got people to solve every single problem. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to throw people and throw money at it, resources, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But they're very slow to move and change. Mm-hmm. Small and mid-market businesses move a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. They're a lot more adaptable. They're a lot more nimble.
Yeah.
Because they don't have all the layers of bureaucracy that is required for an enterprise level company to operate. Mm-hmm. So I choose to play with small and mid-market businesses mm-hmm. because they have that ability to maneuver, change, and facilitate what they need to do more quickly than larger companies do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to turn a tanker.
So where do you find that some of these companies kind of go wrong when it comes to this idea of revenue acceleration? Like, where are some of those opportunity areas? And I know you deal with over 40 strategies, and I want people to pick up the book. And we're definitely going to give you a chance to leave some information here for the types of companies that would make sense to reach out to you. But like, what are some of those common pain points?
The biggest one I run into mm-hmm. is mindset. Mm. Closed mindset where they've decided it doesn't apply to them. It doesn't apply to their company. And they don't have the ability to look beyond what their current circumstance is.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised to hear you say that because I know you've worked with a lot of companies. So really it can be that specific. Yeah.
It can be that specific.
Wow.
It is mindset. It is attitude. And if they don't really want to change, mm-hmm. if they don't really want to try something new, if they don't really want to move the business mm-hmm. to where they dreamed it should be. They hit their safe spot. And when you hit your safe spot, a lot of times it's really difficult to move beyond that safe spot.
Mm.
We're making just enough. Yeah. It's not too much. You know, everybody's sort of happy. We're paying our employees okay. And I call that mediocrity.
Mm. Is it like complacency, do you think? Or because it's still hard work. I mean, I don't care what the business is.
Well, it's all hard work. It's just, what's the payoff for the hard work? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have a growth mindset and you don't have that drive to keep moving it forward. And I run into a lot of companies where they're tired. The CEO's tired. You know, they don't want to do this anymore. It's too much of a grind. It's hard work and they're not getting the results they want to get.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And they feel like they're done.
Mm.
Right? So then we start working on, well, how are we really delegating work? How are we working together and creating collaboration so it's not all on your shoulders?
Yeah.
How are you showing up as a leader?
Hmm.
How are you really embodying how this company needs to go? Because if you're not leading, I'm going to guarantee your employees aren't leading.
Yeah.
Your workforce isn't taking up the banner necessarily. So the biggest problem that I see is not in the implementation as much as it is in the implementation.
Hmm.
What's going on between the ears is the biggest problem.
Oh, man. So we don't outgrow that even as businesses grow.
No,
it still comes down to the vision. It still comes down to the plan. It still comes down to, in this case, I thought you were going to go in execution route. I would not have expected that answer. So it still comes down to the vision.
Execution starts here.
Yeah.
And if you can't see it, if you can't feel it, if it doesn't mean anything to you, mm-hmm. execution is never going to happen.
Yeah. But when you say it like that, Doreen, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would I, as a consultant and a coach, have your staff jump through all the hoops that you're not willing to jump through?
Of course. Absolutely.
No, nobody can care about your business more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
If I show up and I care more about your business than you do, we've got a problem.
Yep. Totally. So
I help business owners understand where their priorities need to be first. Before we start with this, this is execution. But if we don't have the right mindset, if we do not see things as possible, we cannot get everybody on board pulling the train in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Healthy businesses are a collaboration. They're not one person. It's never one person. It is a team that pulls a business together and makes it healthy. Somebody's got to lead the team. I can lead for a while, but a business owner needs to step up and be that leader that takes over.
Totally
agree. It is so vital.
Totally agree with you. And I know my audience is watching this right now and listening to this, and they're thinking like, where can they get more of Doreen's content? Where do they get more of these words of wisdom? And just to hear you speak, and outside of speaking and other things that you're involved with, I mean, your TV show, Big Ideas, Small Business TV with Doreen Milano. I know you can find it on Roku and Rumble, among other places. I mean, how did this all come about? I think it's really cool.
Oh, wow. Well, the whole TV show mm-hmm. came about because COVID happened.
Ah.
And I lost a high percentage of my client base because they were not prepared for COVID. Now, my clients that I've worked with for, you know, 3 or 4 years already had their war chests put together. They were prepared for anything.
Yeah.
And so they were able to sail through COVID and everything's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for the companies that I was working with that didn't have the time to build that war chest and have mm-hmm. that whole profit center mentality put together and operational, they had a much harder time. And I lost a lot of my clients because of what happened during that period.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not going to sit on my laurels. I'm going to do a TV show. I'm going to fund it out of my own pocket because people need to know. So I started interviewing companies that were healthy during COVID, talking about what they were doing and how they were doing things to really help the process of people. Don't be complacent. Don't stay stuck. Mm-hmm. Don't keep hiding. Come out and play. You've got to really understand that in a vacuum, you are not able to grow.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
And business change is inevitable with business. No business ever stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
To understand what the evolution is going to be about, you have to be present. You have to be out there. You have to be doing things.
Mm.
So that's why I started the TV show and I've kept it going. And I've interviewed a lot of really fun people and crazy people. And we've talked a lot about a lot of really heavy subjects. Mm. We've talked about, you know, charities that support kids when they lose somebody. We've talked to people who are supporting the suicide prevention campaigns. Mm. We've talked to a lot of people that are doing good in the community because small business needs to know who their resources are. You know, small businesses are run by families. Families have issues. They have, you know, there are mental health issues in families. There's drug addiction. There's, you know, abuse cases. There's, you know, first responders in these families that are having to deal with this emotional baggage. And where do you go to get rid of it?
Mm.
So we're providing a broader solution than just the dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is about how we think and how we feel and how we operate as human beings within our business. Mm. A business is an extension of the owner.
Yeah.
And if we are not healthy, then the extension is not healthy.
Mm.
I can solve the dollars and cents problem.
Yeah.
But you know, we've got to have resources, other people that are going to handle the other problems.
And so I want to pause here for a moment. And I know you mentioned this, but I do want to circle back to it. So Visions to Excellence, let's talk a little bit more about the business. Because again, at the end of this, I'll give you opportunity to leave contact information, things like that. But I want to make sure that the right types of individuals and organizations do connect and follow up. So maybe tell us a little bit more about the company.
So I founded the company in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it was either absolutely brilliant or the most crazy, stupid thing I ever did. But I walked away from a very high paying corporate gig. And I said, okay, I'm done doing this. I don't agree with the philosophies. It is against how I feel and how I think. Mm-hmm. I am not going to play this game anymore. And I walked away.
Wow.
And when I chose to do that, it was in California in the middle of, the last big economic crisis, and unemployment in California was like 46%. Mm-hmm. And I walked away from a very high paying job to start Visions to Excellence.
Wow.
Because what I saw was people were starting to hang a shingle because they couldn't find a job and they couldn't get work and they still needed to pay their mortgage. So they were opening businesses and taking all of their money that they had available and throwing it in marketing without understanding who they're marketing to, what their product was, what the value proposition was, or what the goal was. So they were spending money to spend money and not connecting the dots.
Mm.
And I said, I've got a skill set because this is what I've been doing to stop that and help that company make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did.
What did people say during this time? Like your support system, your family, entrepreneurs that were around you. I mean, because whenever somebody walks away from a, you know, a high paying corporate job and decides to become an entrepreneur, I feel like they all of a sudden become like, wait, what's going on? I know that's how it was for myself when I left my corporate job and started in media. I mean, what was it like? Like, what was that around you? Like, what were people saying? Because it's not easy. And I asked you that question, by the way, because there's some people watching.
It's definitely not easy. It is difficult. Yeah. And what I did was I joined networking groups. I joined other types of groups that were going to help me with lead generation, were going to help me figure out some other things, because I came from corporate America. I always had a team that did all of that.
Yeah.
Now I'm on my own. I don't have a team. Hmm. I don't have a bunch of people that are going to do this stuff. So I had some private investors that helped out. I got the website done. Mm-hmm. I've got education behind me. I've got certifications behind me. I've got all these things that are part of, you know, what I've been able to accomplish. But I had investors, I had family, I had friends, and I used my internal network and my external network to really make it work.
What a great
story. It's never just one person. It's never just one person.
Yeah.
It is the team.
Couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
And so we have to really recognize that whether it's a construction company, mm-hmm. a bookkeeping company, whatever it is never just that one individual. It's the team. It's the family. It's the friends. It is the investors. It is, you know, whoever it is that is supporting that individual. Mm-hmm. They need to get recognized. Mm. And those companies have every right to get the right information so that they can make money, so they can be profitable. Mm-hmm. Every business has a right to be profitable.
Yeah. It's great.
So important.
So Doreen, I know you're a busy person. I mean, lots going on, Visions to Excellence, yes. Growing, bringing on new clients, helping your current clients, book. You're working on the second book, the second expanded edition, yes. Your TV show. I mean, you got a lot going on. I have to ask. So what's next? What's next for you? What's next for Visions to Excellence? Your show, your books. I mean, what's next?
So I am in the middle of developing roundtables for business owners, mm-hmm. so that they can get together and start talking, mm-hmm. in a safe environment about what their problems are and start looking at each other as part of the solution. And I help facilitate those conversations. Yeah. I am also pulling together some classes. I've got a class called Your Relationship to Your Messaging, mm-hmm. How to Be Authentic. Mm-hmm. And really looking at all the pieces of how to tell a story that is authentic, be yourself, and understand what the purpose is.
Right.
Well, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your audience. What's the purpose? The purpose is that you get to know me. You get to figure out whether I'm authentic, mm-hmm. and whether I've got what you need. Mm. That's what the conversation is about. It's about us developing relationship at a level where I can support you. You may be able to support me. And we are doing this as a community. Hmm. We are not islands that are alone, mm-hmm. unless we choose to be. And that's not where you make money. You make money when you got a bunch of people together, they're supporting you, you're supporting them. And that whole mechanism becomes a family. And it's an important piece of how business used to work here in the United States. And we've gotten far, far from it, mm-hmm. with all the technology and the computers and the algorithms and all these other things. Adam, I met you online. I never met you in person. I can't wait until we do, because we have a lot to talk about. But, you know, we have more opportunity than we've ever had to connect with people all across the world.
Yeah.
And if we're not venturing outside of our hub, if we're not bringing a broader sense of community to those around us, what are we really doing? Why are we here? I believe it is, we are here to support one another, bring our individual genius, make it available to more people around the world, and to really support each other in our endeavors, whatever it is, whether it's art or music or ballet or business. I'm business, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If I want to sail around the world, there's a community out there for me that is going to support me in sailing around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not going out and seeking that community, if I'm not going out and asking those questions, I'm never going to find who that community is or whether or not I fit in.
Mm. It's well said, Doreen. Well said and inspiring. I mean, when I think about what's taken place and just how connected we are, as you mentioned, so we're not, you know, we've never met in person, but we're still connected. And when I think about the, you know, the honor I have and all of the business owners and entrepreneurs and executives that I have the privilege to interview, and just like with your show, and you get to interview other entrepreneurs and experts and get their story. I mean, it's just so amazing the way that we can all share and build and kind of support each other. So that's a big part of what Mission Matters was created originally to do and what we try to execute on day in and day out. So that being said, Doreen, I know there are some individuals watching and listening to this that would like to connect and to learn more about what you're up to. What's the best way for business owners and entrepreneurs to reach out and to learn more about working with you and your team?
Well, you can get the book at V2EAcademy.com. Mm-hmm. You can get to my website at v2e.biz, and there you've got a little bio about me, you've got some information about business culture, which is one of the key factors in a business that will allow it to make money or lose money. So we've got some information about that. I've got an offer for many people. Mm-hmm. Once we connect, the ability for us to sit down and really have a conversation about your business at no charge, to figure out what it is that you really need to understand about your business. Mm. And then we can talk about what solutions I have available for you.
Yeah. All
right. So email is Doreen@visionstoexcellence.com. Mm-hmm. All spelled out.
It's wonderful. And we'll put, by the way, so we'll put all of those for the audience and everybody listening. We'll put all that information in the show notes so that you can just click on the website and head right on over and connect with Doreen and her team. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform and listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, why they do what they do, like what excites them in the market and in the marketplace, and really how they're doing it, the how also. So I'd love to get tips and tricks for our audience and listeners, and myself included as a business owner. So if that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, then we welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Doreen, it really has been a pleasure getting to know more about your story, that 100 plus person family getting around all entrepreneurs. I can't even imagine that to be a fly on the wall of those family gatherings. I mean, thank you for sharing your story and your expertise.
It was crazy.
So thanks again for coming on the show, Doreen. It really has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to find an opportunity to meet you in person and sit down and have a really great conversation.
Awesome.